Tyson's move to, quote, right-size its beef business came as a shock to workers and their communities. But this year, the U.S. recorded the smallest beef cow herd since 1961. That means meatpackers aren't operating at full capacity, and they're losing money. Still, Texas A&M livestock economist David Anderson says cattle and beef prices likely won't see a major impact.
Typically, a plant closes, what we expect is lower cattle prices and higher beef prices, because that we've lost this capacity. But at the same time, we've got so much excess capacity already that, you know, that may not happen.
Anderson does not expect cattle herd sizes to rebound quickly, as that process takes years. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Molly Ashford.